To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To talk to a man who is a huge Cleveland fan, you know him, you love his work on NBC Sports. He joins us every Tuesday. Today it's at 420 on the Fan Hotline. John Fanta, what's up, buddy?
Misery loves company, everybody. Good afternoon.
So if the Jets come a-calling for Shador Sanders, are you listening?
Oh, man. Yes. I mean, I would listen to the phone call. I would probably start the phone call by saying, really? Really? But the Jets are not going to call on Shador Sanders because, like, this world of hypotheticals, and I'm all for guys, and when I get it, when you got a football team that's 1-5 in Cleveland and a football team that's 0-6 in New York and looks like a one and done coach, like I can get playing around and trying to be creative with talking points, but that's all that this is. And would I fifth rounder back? I mean, like you said, generous offer. I mean, I'm not doing that because I drafted him. I drafted Shador Sanders. Like, you're paying Justin Fields $20 million in 2026. It's on the books. And you're the ones that gave him a two-year, $40 million contract. So, like, to the Jet fans who are frustrated, also, like, please stop acting as though a different quarterback would do that much better. You know, they are, they've been a hot mess. That November 9th game, I mean, to tell you, that game should be flexed into, you know, a Super Bowl time slot in at MetLife Stadium between the Browns and Jets. So I'm listening. I'm probably laughing on the other end of the phone. But, no, I'm not trading Shador Sanders because Shador Sanders is going to get a shot. You know, if you thought it was going to come by now, then you haven't been paying attention. But there's 18 weeks in a National Football League season. He's going to get a shot here at some point. I don't know when that's going to be, but it's going to happen because it's the Cleveland Browns. And we've gone through quarterbacks, you know, we've gone through quarterbacks like Nick Wilson, and I can go through a night out and have some chicken wings. Like, it's going to happen. So it's week 6 and going into week 7. Like, come on, please.
Burgers were right there on the table, and you went chicken wings.
Yeah,
that just you didn't want to bring up the idea that you had a lot of belief in this team before the season got underway, John, and it's not going very well. And I understand that. I get that. I don't even blame the optimism. I appreciate the optimism that you had.
I appreciate the burger.
Everyone can appreciate everything. But the point is that when you look at Dylan Gabriel, you said that Shador is going to play at some point this season. When you're thinking about Dylan and how you looked in the first 2 weeks, are we going to see that point sooner rather than later? Will this be a Joe Flacco-type scenario where all it takes is 4 games before the Browns say, okay, uncle, we've seen enough, or will we get a longer runway than that?
I think he'll get a longer runway than that, JP and Nick. But then again, you know, we could say what we think. Clearly, they don't have much of a plan, because if they did, it wouldn't have been handled the way that this has been handled. I mean, this is a sign of a breakup. You know, the coach and the general manager, for the first time publicly, don't seem to be on the same page, or are not on the same page, because Mike Tomlin comes out with those remarks about Joe Flacco. That signals to me that Mike Tomlin sees something and he feels as though he wants to go to bat for his guy, Kevin Stefanski. That, no matter what you say about the Browns and their missed decisions and stuff and the errors that they've made, one thing that you could say is they seem to be in lockstep. You know, you saw the video of Stefanski and Barry after the win over the Packers. That emotion, that reaction, it did say something about these two guys know that they're kind of tied at the hip. They're in this thing together. Well, now, you know, the Flacco thing happens. Stefanski's starting to crack a little bit. Like, you could just sense it, if not a lot of it, by his standards. That being said, I think it's going to be longer than just a couple of weeks, because I think Dylan Gabriel will play better. Like, I do think this Sunday, Dylan Gabriel's got to play better. I mean, it's not as if he follows some long line of Browns quarterbacks who have found rich success in Pittsburgh, nor alone a long line of rookie quarterbacks who have found success against a Mike Tomlin coach team, nor alone in Pittsburgh. But I think that this game this Sunday is it does feel as though, like, if there's any sort of gut left in this football team, if there's any, and I don't think that there is. I'm not suggesting there is. I don't think that there is. But if there's anything left in the tank, then you have to think that they try to exhaust it on Sunday. The weather conditions look like it could be favorable to the Browns, could be their type of game, could be the defense's type of game. We're going to find out. We're going to see what's left in the tank. I mean, you'd imagine not much. They were never winning on Sunday. I know the offense was pedestrian. The weapons are not good. Jerry Jeudy is not a number one or number two receiver in the National Football League anymore. The weapons are not good. They're not conducive for a rookie quarterback. So, and I'll treat Shador the same way on this show. If Shador goes out there and fails, like Dylan Gabriel, he has not been good. This is not a setup for success, though. Let's be real. I think it'll be longer, though, than just the next two or three games.
John, looking to Stefanski and Barry, if we put in the totality of the 5+ years, Who do you think has done a better job at their individual job? Kevin Stefanski is a head coach, or Andrew Berry is a GM?
Kevin Stefanski, because he still made the postseason with Joe Flacco as the quarterback of the team. And he had to set that up and make it work. And he had, I know that Andrew Berry has had some hits, guys, but he's had far, far, far more misses. He's had far more misses. He has not helped Kevin Stefanski a whole lot. And when you looked at, like, up until this rookie class, and we don't even know what this rookie class will bring long term, but when you look at the hit rate on second contracts for Andrew Berry, it is not good. It is not that of a guy who should still be a general manager in the National Football League. So I'm going to vote for Stefanski, and I know JP, I if there's pushback on this, I would welcome it on this one. I know I lost the Steven vote versus Kevin Stefanski debate, and I was really glad to lose that debate, by the way. But if I'm comparing the coach to Andrew Berry, I still will side with the coach, and that actually might be more of a reflection of how poorly I think of Andrew Berry right now. Because I just look at this team. The offensive line is as bad as any in the league. The weapons on the team from a personnel standpoint are either young or don't have the ability to perform at a winning level in the NFL anymore. So the setup's not there. The roster.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was set up poorly. It was. And yeah, you could blame Deshaun Watson all you want. And I'm starting to get fired up now, and things are going the wrong direction in my reflection here, because at the end of the day, when I look at this football team, there are so many things that I say from a personnel standpoint that say not a playoff team, not even a team that's in the middle of the road. That's a losing player, or that's a player that there's a reason why he's in Cleveland. There's too much of that. There's too much of that, and the demise of this collective roster, it set them not just a year or two back, it set them a while back. The coach has struggled. His message is stale. His scheme is stale. But Andrew Berry has not put a personnel package on the field that many coaches would have much more success with than this.
So the only pushback I would have, and listen, I want you to know where I side on this to begin with. I'd fire them both. Okay, I'd take them both. I'd shoot them off to the moon. I'd be done with both of them.
By the way,
no questions asked.
I agree with that, but that wasn't the question.
Agreed, and I appreciate you answering the question the way that you did, because you circled in the Scantron bubble and you chose something, which is nice.
Yep.
That was the point. But in the defense of Andrew Berry, this is the only thing I would say, and I want to see if you agree or not. We all agree that this roster stinks for this season, and this roster has not been set up in a very productive way for Kevin Stefanski. But if that was actually the goal of this season, if the job that Andrew Berry was tasked to do is take that poison pill for this year and set it up in a way where you can position yourself for the draft and position yourself for 2026, I can make an argument, you're not going to like it, but I can make an argument that he's actually performing his job at a higher level than what we've seen previously with Andrew Berry. Because like, there's no way, John, that he looked at the offensive line and the wide receiver room if he was really trying to win games and thought this was good.
But then your argument's proven, JP, by my side's proven by the fact that then, okay, so the general manager set up this team to be this way. Mm-hmm. How is the head coach expected to win football games?
No, but that's why, in theory, that's why I think a lot of people believe, and a lot of people that are in Berea and around these guys believe that because of the situation and the setup, they're not going to end up with their jobs being gone because they weren't given a true chance to even try to win this year. And if Haslam is the decision that matters, and Haslam is the decision maker, and the only person that matters, if he knows this was the directive and he's on board with it, you can come up with a theory where he thinks both of them are doing their job right now.
You could come up with that theory, and that's fine. Kevin Stefanski still has two NFL Coach of the Year honors on his shelf. And Kevin Stefanski has had, in one of those seasons, a short deck of cards. There's no question about that. The fact that they made the playoffs in 2023 was a pretty incredible accomplishment when you consider who was playing the quarterback position in the final tier of the regular season. But they're 4-19. You cannot just, in their last 23 games.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot justify bringing, I don't care. It's not about the Browns. This is Cleveland Browns aside. We have reached Hugh Jackson levels here this season. And you all know what class that is. You can't justify bringing them back. You can't. You just can't do it. How do you expect people to sit down and watch that?
It'd be really tough. But if the guy in charge, if Haslam thinks they're performing the task that they were asked to do, and because he knows that, you can't publicly put out and say, we're going to just stink up the joint. But he knows whether or not they're doing their job. Then if they were given the mulligan that Albert Breer suggests that they were given for Deshaun Watson, you can make an argument in the eyes of Jimmy Haslam, they are in fact performing the job that they're intended to do.
Yes, but I could still go into the office place and say, you've got a grace period. You've got a mulligan. And I could still be looking over my shoulder.
I would be if I were them.
What? Yeah, absolutely. They have to be. They have to be. And I think you could tell. Would you guys not agree for the first time that these two are not on the same page? The Flacco thing signaled it. When has Kevin ever broken a little bit? He never breaks. He always gets the criticism that he doesn't break. It was clear as day that he said it caught us by surprise. The infighting's begun. Todd Haley thought he was going to get a step up and be the interim. He's shown the door. He was showing the door. Nice plan, buddy. It's not going to work. You know, I could be told I have a mulligan. I could. But in this profession, in this league, the messaging and the quotes and, oh, wow, everybody, Jimmy Haslam might not have been telling the truth. Shocker. Shocker.
John, you're a gentleman. About 25 seconds, though. Is the offense fixable this year?
No, it's not. This because the profile of it's just not good enough. I mean, they can't run the ball consistently. They can't throw the ball. I think there's your 15 seconds. I did it in 15 seconds. Like, I mean, I kind of want to see Shador at this point because I'm so tired. I'm tired of hearing about it, guys. Like, I want to see it. But, like, can I definitively then say whether he's great or not? Not with the personnel around him. That's what's saddest about this whole thing.
John, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
It can only get sunnier. It really can only get sunnier.
You know, not this time of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, we are going into like winter time,
late fall. Time of the year for that.
Kind of a rough thing to say, John, if you don't live in Northeast Ohio anymore.
It gets darker.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go watch The Shining.
All right, John Fanta there. I think I'm going to leave that where it is. John Fanta there on the fan hotline, NBC Sports. We got to react to what he had to say about the Browns and the trick question for the Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.